Boa noite e bem-vindos a mais uma emissão de BSO, Banda Sonora Original. Hoje vamos apresentar a primeira parte da música de Apocalypse Now, filme épico de 1979, produzido e realizado por Francis Ford Coppola. Foi um dos primeiros filmes de grande produção a debruçar-se sobre a Guerra do Vietnã e conta a história de uma missão liderada pelo capitão Benjamin Willard, incumbido pela CIA de eliminar um coronel renegado do exército americano que se havia estabelecido nas selvas do Camboja, exercendo um poder abusivo, sendo venerado como um deus pelas tribos locais. À medida que o esquadrão de Willard se embrenha pela selva, começa a entrar em contacto com as atividades criminosas de Kurtz. Contudo, durante a viagem até ao pequeno reino de Kurtz, os elementos do esquadrão começam a sucumbir e a morrer um por um, causando o colapso psicológico de Willard, que adota a mesma postura insana do homem que veio matar. O filme conta com um elenco de luxo, como Marlon Brando, Martin Sheen, Robert Duvall, Lawrence Fishburne, Harrison Ford e Dennis Hopper. Hoje vamos então conhecer a primeira parte desta banda sonora, que foi composta pelo realizador e pelo seu pai, Carmin Coppola, com exceção para The End, dos The Doors, Suzie Q, interpretada pelo Flash Cadillac, e Cavalgado das Valquírias, de Wagner. Vamos então ficar com a primeira parte da banda sonora do filme Apocalypse Now.
The end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end, no safety. Children
Saigon. Shit. I'm still only in Saigon. Every time I think I'm gonna wake up back in the jungle, when I was home after my first tour, it was worse. I'd wake up and there'd be nothing. I hardly said a word to my wife until I said yes to a divorce. When I was here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle. I'm here a week now, waiting for a mission, getting softer. Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger. Each time I looked around, the walls moved in a little tighter.
BSO.
Everyone gets everything he wants. I wanted a mission. And for my sins, they gave me one. Brought it up to me like room service.
Captain Willard, are you in there?
Yeah.
It was a real choice mission. And when it was over, I'd never want another. I was going to the worst place in the world, and I didn't even know it yet. Weeks away and hundreds of miles up a river that snaked through the war like a main circuit cable, plugged straight into Kurtz. It was no accident that I got to be the caretaker of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz's memory, any more than being back in Saigon was an accident. There is no way to tell his story without telling my own. And if his story is really a confession,
Captain Willard reporting, sir.
Then so is mine.
Captain, good. Come on in.
Thank you, sir.
Stand at ease.
Captain.
Captain, you've heard of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz?
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
Jesus.
Operations officer, 5th Special Forces.
Luke, would you play that tape to the captain, please? Listen to this carefully, Captain.
October 9, 0430 hours, Sector Peter Victor King.
These were monitored out of Cambodia.
I watched a snail.
This has been verified as Colonel Kurtz's voice.
Crawl along the edge of a straight razor. That's my dream. It's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11, received 68, December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding in every way. And he was a good man, too. A humanitarian man. A man of wit and humor. He joined the Special Forces. And after that, his ideas, methods, became unsound. Unsound.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this mountaineered army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have them. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it, learn what you can along the way. When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available. And terminate the colonel's...
Terminate.
Out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he is still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
Thank you.
sure. Close enough to blow their last breath in my face. But this time, it was an American and an officer. That wasn't supposed to make any difference to me. Charging a man with murder in this place was like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. I took the mission. What the hell else was I gonna do? But I really didn't know what I'd do when I found him. Ferried down the coast in a Navy PBR, a type of plastic patrol boat, pretty common sight on the rivers. They said it was a good way to pick up information and move without drawing a lot of attention. That was okay. I needed the air and the time. Only problem was I wouldn't be alone.
Morning, Captain.
The crew were mostly just kids. Rock and rollers with 1 foot in their graves. The machinist, the one they called Chef, was from New Orleans. He was wrapped too tight for Vietnam. Probably wrapped too tight for New Orleans. Lance, on the forward 50s, was a famous surfer from the beaches south of L.A. To look at him, you wouldn't believe he'd ever fired a weapon in his life. Clean, Mr. Clean, was from some South Bronx shithole, and I think the light and the space of Vietnam really put the zap on his head. Then there was Phillips, the chief. It might have been my mission, but it sure as shit was the chief's boat.
There's about 2 points where we can draw enough water to get into the Nung River. They're both hot, belong to Charlie.
Don't worry about it.
Don't smoke. You know, I pulled a few special ops in here. About 6 months ago, I took a man who was going up past the bridge at Do Long. He was regular army too. Heard he shot himself in the head.
BSO, banda sonora original.
At first I thought they handed me the wrong dossier. I couldn't believe they wanted this man dead. Third generation West Point. Top of his class, Korea, airborne, about 1,000 decorations, etc., etc. I'd heard his voice on the tape, and it really put the hook in me. But I couldn't connect up that voice with this man. Like they said, he had an impressive career. Maybe too impressive. I mean, perfect. He was being groomed for one of the top slots in the corporation. General, chief of staff, anything. In 1964, he returned from a tour with advisory command in Vietnam, and things started to slip. His report to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Lyndon Johnson was restricted. Seems they didn't dig what he had to tell them. During the next few months, he made 3 requests for transfer to airborne training, Fort Benning, Georgia, and was finally accepted. Airborne. He was 38 years old. Why the fuck would he do that? 1966, joined Special Forces, returns Vietnam.
Or something out of your damn car.
over there. Lots of Hueys.
Let's have a look, Chief.
It was the air cab, first of the night.
That's them.
Our escorts to the mouth of the Nung River. But they were supposed to be waiting for us another 30 kilometers ahead. Well, air mobile. Those boys just couldn't stay put. First of the ninth was an old cavalry division that had cashed in its horses for choppers and gone terrassing around Nam looking for the shit. They'd given Charlie a few surprises in their time here. What they were mopping up now hadn't even happened yet an hour ago. Kilgore had a pretty good day for himself. They choppered in the T-bones and the beer and turned the LZ into a beach party. The more they tried to make it just like home, the more they made everybody miss it. Well, he wasn't a bad officer, I guess. He loved
Captain?
His boys, and he felt safe with him. He was one of those guys that had that weird light around him. You just knew he wasn't going to get so much as a scratch here.
Sir, two places we can get into the river.
Yeah.
Here and here. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty wide delta, but these are the only two spots I'm really sure of.
Well, that village you're pointing at is kind of hairy, Willard.
What do you mean, Harry, sir?
It's Harry. Got some pretty heavy ordnance. I lost a few recon ships in there now and again. What's the name of that goddamn village? Vindrin Dop or Lop? Damn good names all sound the same. Mike, you know anything about this pointed Vindrin Drop?
That's a fantastic peak.
Peak?
About 6 foot. Yeah, it's an outstanding peak. It's got both a long right and left slide with a the bowl section, it's unbelievable. It's just Tube City.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before, a good peak? There aren't any good peaks in this whole shitty country. It's all goddamn beach break.
It's really hairy in there, sir. That's where we lost McDonald. It shot the hell out of us there. That's Charlie's point.
Sir, we can go in there tomorrow at dawn. It's always a good offshore breeze in the morning.
We may not be able to get the boat in. Draft at the mouth of that river may be too shallow.
Now we'll pick your boat up and put it down like a baby right where you want it.
First of the night, air cab, son. Air mobile.
I can take that point and hold it just as long as I like, and you can get any place up that river that suits you, young captain.
Hell, a 6 foot peak.
All right, take a gunship back to the division.
Lance, go with Mike, let him pick out a port for you, and bring me my Yater spoon, the 8-6.
What is it, soldier? I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie, don't surf!
Oh. Thrust 7, we've got it spotted.
Big Duke 6 to Eagle Thrust. Put on heading 270. Assume attack formation.
Roger, Big Duke. Okay, we're going to...
We're coming low out of the rising sun. And about a mile out, we'll put on the music.
Big!
Yeah, use Wagner. Scares the hell out of the slopes. My boys love it.
Inicial.
Come in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. The smell, you know, that gasoline smell. The whole hill. It smelled like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
Someday this war's gonna end. That'd be just fine with the boys on the boat. They weren't looking for anything more than a way home. Trouble is, I'd been back there, and I knew that it just didn't exist anymore. If that's how Kilgore fought the war, I began to wonder what they really had against Kurtz. It wasn't just insanity and murder. There was enough of that to go around for everyone.
Kill Welch. Make a nice meal. mango cream pudding. You know, kind of spread it around on us.
Hey, Captain, I want to get some mangoes. Just don't go out there by yourself. You don't want to go in there alone. Not unless you really know the territory.
Any poisonous snakes around here?
Fuck it. I'm gonna go eat some mango.
Yes, sir.
What time they call you?
Call me what, sir?
Chef. Did you like mangoes and stuff?
No, sir. I'm a real chef. I'm a saucier. Yes, sir. See, I come from New Orleans. I was raised to be a saucier. Great saucier.
What's a saucier?
It specializes in sauces. Gotta be a mango tree here somewhere. Then I was supposed to go to Paris. Study at the Scoffier School. Then I got orders for my physical.
BSO, banda sonora original.
Absolutely goddamn right. Not unless you were ready to take it all the way. No matter what happened. Kurtz got out of the boat. He split from the whole fucking program. How did that happen? What did he see here that first tour? Fucking years old. If you joined the Green Berets, there was no way you'd ever get above Colonel. Kurtz knew what he was giving up. And the more I read and began to understand, the more I admired him. His family and friends couldn't understand it, and they couldn't talk him out of it. He had to apply 3 times, and he put up with a ton of shit, but when he threatened to resign, they gave it to him. The next youngest guy in his class was half his age. They must have thought he was some far-out old man humping it over that course. I did it when I was 19. It damn near wasted me. A tough motherfucker. He finished it. He could have gone for general. But he went for himself instead. Special Assignment Kantum Province 2 Corps. Kurt staged Operation Archangel with combined local forces. Rated a major success. He received no official clearance. He just started up and did it. What balls. They were gonna nail his ass to the floorboards for that one. But after the press got a hold of it, they promoted him to full colonel instead. Bullshit piled up so fast in Vietnam, you needed wings to stay above it.
I like the way you talk. I like the way you talk.
only the Americans could build a place like this in the middle of the jungle. Only the Americans would want to. Charlie didn't get much USO. He was dug in too deep or moving too fast. His idea of great R&R was cold rice and a little rat meat. He had only two ways home. Death or victory. No wonder Kurtz put a weed up Command's ass. The war was being run by a bunch of four-star clowns who were going to end up giving the whole circus away. Late summer, autumn, 1968. Kurtz's patrols in the highlands coming under frequent ambush. The camp started falling apart. November. Kurtz orders assassination of three Vietnamese men and one woman. Two of the men were colonels in the South Vietnamese Army. Enemy activity in his old sector dropped off to nothing. Guess he must have hit the right four people. The Army tried one last time to bring him back into the fold. And if he'd pulled over, it all would have been forgotten. But he kept going. And he kept winning it his way. And they called me in. They lost him. He was gone. Nothing but rumors and random intelligence, mostly from captured VC. The VC knew his name by now, and they were scared of him. He and his men were playing hit and run all the way into Cambodia.
BSR. Hey, Sheriff,
put the cover on that.
How long has that kid been on his boat?
7 months.
He's really specializing in busting my balls.
Very possible, Captain. He thinks the same of you.
Oh, yeah? What do you think, Chief?
I don't think. My orders say I'm not supposed to know where I'm taking this boat, so I don't. But one look at you, and I know it's gonna be hot, wherever it is.
We're going upriver about 75 clicks above the Dolong Bridge.
That's Cambodia, Captain.
That's classified. We're not supposed to be in Cambodia, but that's where I'm going. You just get me close to my destination, and I'll cut you and the crew loose.
All right, Captain.
Hearing from me during the past weeks, but my situation here has become a difficult one. I have been officially accused of murder by the Army. The alleged victims were four Vietnamese double agents. We spent months uncovering them and accumulating evidence. When absolute proof was completed, we acted. We acted like soldiers. The charges aren't justified. They are, in fact, and in the circumstances of this conflict, quite completely insane. In a war, there are many moments for compassion and tender action. There are many moments for ruthless action, what is often called ruthless. What may in many circumstances be only clarity, seeing clearly what there is to be done and doing it. Directly, quickly, awake, looking at it. I would trust you to tell your mother what you choose about this letter. As for the charges against me, I am unconcerned. I am beyond their timid, lying morality, and so I am beyond caring. You have all my faith. Your loving father. I didn't belong on this mission anymore, because I had begun to doubt it. Kurtz was turning from a target into a goal.
They all shall.
You are the only fucking one I see around here. And if I want to fight with the bloody, I'll fight with
my own.
You
with
the cherry. Give your jaws a rest. And this ain't the army. You are sailor. So get out of that frizzly army looking shit and stop smoking that dope.